to Esther Osh as well, who's FNB Head of Product Money Management. And we are entering a new decade. We need to reapply ourselves. As the past has shown us, there's still a lot that we need to do. And how long ahead the road will be is up to us, though. It's about the decisions that you make right now. So we chat to the Head of Product Money Management. And a very good morning to you, Esther.
Morning, Kino. All the best for the new year.
Hey, and to you too. So, I mean, what is the crux? I mean, what is the bottom line when it comes to us managing that money moving forward?
Yeah, so listen, it's very often we're coming into a new decade. You know, everyone talks about 2020 vision. It really is a nice time to sit down, reflect, and actually do a financial plan for yourself for the next decade. But, you know, finance isn't everything that's there. You need to be mindful of that healthiness, that getting out there, that spirit of living a complete life.
So balance it out, you know, because the more you fill your cup, the more you're able to give in other sides, which will bring the money at the end of the day, like business, for example.
100%. They always say the healthier you are, the more motivated you are, the healthier you are, the happier you are, the more motivated you are. So, you know, I'm a big one for having a proper budget. We're very strong on managing your finances properly. But you need to look after your emotional. You need to look after your psyche as well.
And you need to budget for that too, hey? Everybody says, hey, man, you got to put your money away for savings. That's fine. But it's also the expectations we put on ourselves, because we believe we need a bigger this and a bigger that. And that's fine. But then what do you sacrifice to keep the bigger this and the bigger that paid off by, you know, to your bank, for example? What else are you sacrificing?
And 100%.
Yeah. So, go for it.
So there's, you know, Warren Buffett says something very simply. He says, if you buy things you don't need, soon you'll start selling things that you do need. And that's exactly to your point. You know, if you're now buying the fancy car so that you can keep up with the Joneses, what is going to be sacrificed? Your kids' education is going to be sacrificed.
Yep.
What's potentially your retirement is going to be sacrificed. So, you know, if you are going to go into this new you, get a gym membership, run the numbers, make sure that you can afford it, and then also make sure that you can use that gym membership.
And
it fascinates me. You see people all lining up at the gym now, and in 3 months' time, the gym's empty. You know?
And then they forget to cancel the debit order.
So, you know, use it, because that stress release of going to the gym is absolutely fabulous.
So your message, your key message, Esther, is balance. Know yourself. Know what fills your cup. Be like a corporate athlete. Every athlete pushes hard to get what they want, which is the money, which is getting the business going. But there's always a recovery period. And that recovery period should be maybe spending time with your family, looking after your health. And that will give you the endurance that you need.
I couldn't have summed it up better. I think you've done a phenomenal job summing it up.
There we go. Esther Osh there, FNB, Head of Product Money Management.